Angeles and ever going, like, and this has nothing to do with Gilby or RCA. This just has to do with there is a problem with money being spent in Los Angeles. Too much money is being spent in that town. Just the amount of time that is pissed away in that town on the clock on somebody's dime is ridiculous. Like, that, I will go to Los Angeles to see friends, to play a show, to go to Disneyland or, you know, Universal Studios, see the shark, take the ride, but I will not, oh man, going there to actually, like, get something done is, like, it's exercise in futility. It's awful.
Wow. I mean, okay.
Just from, like, a purely monetary standpoint, going to Los Angeles, I don't even know how much money was spent, but I know that I sat there thinking, Jesus Christ, this has got to be costing money. I sat there thinking that a lot. Like, God damn, what, you know, where is the money coming from to pay for this? Like, you know, and it was mostly just a lot of sitting around. And we were always, like, we went to Los Angeles ready to kick ass and work. And everybody pretty much, all the Los Angeles music professionals pretty much work on, like, a six-hour day. And so we'd work for 6 hours, and we'd be like, all right, we're warmed up. And they'd be like, oh, we're going to call it dinner break and then call it off. It's like, what the fuck? What am I supposed to do with that? 6 hour workday? You had me, like, put my life on hold for a month to come out to the West Coast and, you know, live somewhere that I, you know, where I don't even know where the nearest grocery store is, and, you know, I don't have any friends out here, and blah, 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 and my whole life has to go on hold, but we got to call the recording session off when somebody has, like, Lakers tickets. Like, what the fuck is that? That was ridiculous.